I believe in the power of love.
I believe
I believe in people.
This I believe.
On Mondays, NPR features This I Believe, a series of essays from famous Americans and listeners like you. Today's offering is from Phyllis Allen. Allen sells advertising for the Yellow Pages in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She spends a lot of time in her car where she heard our invitation and composed her thoughts. Here's the curator of our series, independent producer Jay Allison.
For some people, beliefs form early and never alter. For others, beliefs are in a constant state of evolution. For Phyllis Allen, belief used to be tied to the roles defined for her by society, roles that changed about once a decade, but that ended recently when she turned 50. Here is Phyllis Allen with her essay, For This I Believe.
Standing in the rain, waiting to go up the steps to the balcony of the Grand Theater, I gripped Mama's hand and watched the little blonde kids enter the lobby downstairs. It was the 50s. I was colored, and this is what I believed. My place was in the balcony of the downtown theater, the back of the bus, and the back steps of the White Dove Barbecue Emporium. When I asked Mama why this was so, she smiled and said, "Baby, people do what they do. What you got to do is be the best that you can be." We got our first television in the 60s, and it brought into my living room the German Shepherds, snapping at a young girl's heels. It showed children just like me going to school, passing through throngs of screaming, angry folks, chanting words I wasn't allowed to say. I could no longer be colored. We were Negroes now, marching in the streets for our freedom. At least that's what the preacher said. I believed that even though I was scared, I had to be brave and stand up for my rights. In the 70s, beat-up jeans, hair like a nappy halo, and my clenched fist raised, I stood on the downtown street shouting. Angry young black men in sleek black leather jackets and berets had sent out a call from the distant shores of Oakland, California. No more nonviolence or standing on the front lines quietly while we were being beaten. Simple courtesies like please and thank you were over. It was official. Huey, H. Rapp, and Eldridge said so. I believed in being black and angry. By the 80s, fertility gods lined the walls and crammed the display cases of all my friends' houses. People who'd never been closer to Africa than a Tarzan movie were speaking broken Swahili. The 80s made us hyphenated, African American. Swaddled in elaborately woven costumes of flowing design, bright colors, and rich gold, I was a pseudo-African who'd never seen Africa. It's your heritage, is what everybody said. Now I believed in the elusive promise of the motherland. In the 90s, I was a woman whose skin happened to be brown, chasing the American dream. Everybody said that the dream culminated in stuff. I believed in spending days shopping. Debt? I didn't care about no stinking debt. It was the 90s. My 401k was in the mid six figures, and I believed in American Express. Then came the crash, and American Express didn't believe in me nearly as much as I believed in it. Now it's a brand new millennium, and the bling bling video generation ain't about me. Everything changed when I turned 50. Along with the wrinkles, softened muscles, and weak eyesight came the confidence that allows me to stick to a very small list of beliefs. I'll leave those identity issues to other folks. I believe that I'm free to be whoever I choose to be. I believe in being a good friend, lover, and parent so that I can have good friends, lovers, and children. I believe in being a woman, the best that I can be, like my mama said.
Phyllis Allen, reading her essay, For This I Believe. Incidentally, Allen practiced reading her essay out loud in what she called her quiet room, the utility closet at the phone company. If you would like to submit a statement of personal belief, we invite you to visit our website, npr.org, where you can also hear all the essays in our series. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
On Morning Edition next Monday, a This I Believe essay written by the author of Reading Lolita in Tehran, Azar Nafisi.